It's Monday, the 8th of February. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News. A Luton man has been jailed after a drugs haul was seized by police. On the 8th of December last year, Shahid Sultan of Stonedale, Luton, was seen speeding erratically in a grey Audi. Officers followed, but the suspect disappeared round a bend. When they caught up with him, they searched the vehicle, but nothing was found, so he was free to go on his way. Officers searched the spot where they lost sight of the suspect and found a bag of what appeared to be drugs. Minutes later, the suspect returned to this spot and was arrested. Upon searching his home, £45,000 of drugs and £6,000 of cash was found. Sultan was jailed for nearly 4 years. Dog walkers are again being warned about walkies near Totteno Nature Reserve. On Friday, another dog died after being in the area. 10 dogs have now died under suspicious circumstances over the last year, with some confirmed to have been poisoned. Further details in the show notes. A longboat moored at the Grand Union Canal in Linslade caught fire and sank at the weekend. Paramedics treated one person for burns and smoke inhalation and was then taken to hospital. 2 appliances were sent to the scene along with a water rescue boat from Bedford. The fire was believed to be an accident and the Environmental Agency has been notified. A Bedfordshire man is proud to make runner-up in Radio 2's famous Pop Master Challenge. Colin Pike scored an impressive 91 points during the competition final, which tests participants' knowledge of pop music. Well done, Colin. That's it for this snowy Monday. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.